Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, my brothers and sisters. Before I get started, I want to invite the Spirit of the Lord in the house. Well, this is his work we're doing. So, Father God, we come in spirit and truth, Father God, to give you your worship and your praise, Father God, to give you thanks, Father God, for this day, Father God, for your provisions, your blessings, Father God, and your wisdom that's seen us through. We always pray, Father God, that we fulfill your expectations you have of us, Father God, only through Jesus Christ. I call now, Father God, on your blessed spirit to denounce my spirit out, Father God, and you to fill me with your spirit, Father God. For this is work that you have put together, Father God, and I so desire, Father God, for your meaning, for your wisdom, and for your love, and for your care, and your understanding to go forth, Father God, for you're the only spirit that can do that. Here's an open vessel for you, Father God. Use it in as mighty ways you can, Father God. I give you the glory, I give you the honor, and I give you only the praise. Only in my Lord, our Lord and Savior name, we say yes unto you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Before I get started, I just want to put out there that we do not own the rights to any of the music that we are using, but we do praise and thank God for the ability to allow us to use it. Amen. Once again, my name is Evangelist Todd T.C. Nelson, and this is the Fighting Hour Gospel Music. Our name comes from God's plans. Here, God is going to teach you using, God is going to teach us how to fight for 1 hour, train us with gospel music, learning how to defeat Lucifer and his demons. Hallelujah, somebody. With a song in your spirit, these words give you encouragement, strength, it builds your faith, gives great wisdom, lifts you up, lifts your hope up. And all this gives Lucifer fear. Fear of those desires of the foolish humans seeking God. To Lucifer, that's foolishness. Not seeking God is foolish to me. Seeking God is praising, being obedient to him, willing to do his will, learning God's wisdom and how to use it. This is the tools we need and many more in the spiritual war. Remember, Lucifer has a gospel and he knows how to get you to listen to it. And he hopes he can get you to doubt Jesus as Peter did. Remember when Peter asked Jesus to command him to come out there on the water? After a while, sinking Peter's doubt was taking him down. You can read more about that in Matthew 14:28-33. Our first song, hallelujah, works on wisdom building, giving you the understanding on how to worship God. With my man, William McDowell, with Here I Am to Worship.
Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God, you're altogether loving, altogether worthy, altogether
Here I am, Lord, here I am.
Worship, here I am.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. To know and understand that God is your all in all. Without him, there is no you. Psalms 95, 6 and 7 verses speaks on this. Amen. It is this knowledge of who God is that brings the understanding of his love. And this next song will give your arms a workout with United Tenors with Here in Our Praise. the same. In your power, O Lord, we are changed. Amen. As Apostle Paul speaks on this change in Galatians 4, 16 and 22, he speaks on walking in the Spirit, and you shall not fall to the lust of the flesh. That's a change in your walk. Hallelujah. You can go back and read that. Excuse me. It's time to watch some tape on your next opponent. You need to see your fight. You need to see their fight game, his stance, his punch power, his weak side. Is he a sucker for uppercut, a hook, or a straight jab? And our next song, lays demons out with Fred Hammond's Celebrate. Jesus, and a fighter knows when he has run the round, when he turns to his corner and sees the joy on their faces as King David's enemies fell, and he and the praise from his joy. Oh, you can read about that in Psalms 9:1-3. You want to hear your trainer, your corner, or your trainer say, "Well done," just as we pray for God to tell us. As you go on your 20-mile run, my man Derek Hutton will motivate you with, "Well done."
I just want to make it to heaven. I just want to make it in. Oh, I just want to cross that river.
My Lord,
I want to be free from sin. Oh,
you need to be obedient to his word, as he told the Israelites in Deuteronomy 6:3, and your lands can increase. Our next song may have you asking yourself, how can God love the bad parts of me? This song shows the overloving power of God, as Kirk Franklin sings Love Theory.
Ho! Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life. Back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be that you love the most unlovable part of me? Of me. How could you see? Your life was the only gift I left for me. To be free. It's amazing with you. I win even if I do. Everything's working for my good or away.
Come on.
He saved the day.
Woo.
He will come through. You all know that's not what superheroes do.
Hallelujah.
No prayer.
Takes me back down a road that is stained in my brain. For 8.5 years, I was homeless, sleeping on my brother's couch, being blessed from getting off the streets. I received 6 operations within the last 8 years, living without the things that one needs to live with, It was only Jesus who I that got me through that I could put everything on. That's how deep it got me just choked up with that. But just to say how God got me through that or how I fill up by Jesus. This song right here says it all. By United Tenors, Never a Day.
communicate sometimes well. You know? Is it a manhood thing? Is it a manhood? Like, is it a pride thing? You know, what is it? Why don't we, you know?
Her concoction, man. I think it's a little bit of fear, a little bit of manhood. I mean, we got these big shells, but under it, man, be afraid just like anybody else, you know, or worry just like anybody else. But I think it's something that we need to combat, you know. You need to talk to other people just to kind of help your way, man.
You know, sometimes I think we're afraid that we're going to look weak.
That's it right there.
We're going to look weak, but
that's it.
At the end of the day, man, that's we have to trust God on this, and we're just going to have to man up.
Man up. Amen. That's what we need to do. Now, I'm going to tell you, it's faith that keeps us in this fight. Knowing you have been crucified with Christ is the one who loves you, as Galatians 2:20 speaks on that. We know if we want things to change, we must pray. And the best trainers for this job, my man's again, United Tennis with, come, let us pray. hallelujah. We must understand when we must pray with sincerity in our heart. For when we pray, we are seeking from God, and from what God said in Jeremiah 29, 11 and 14, we shall find him. And that's the thing I want to call right now and give a call of salvation right now. For those who are seeking our Lord and Savior, who are crying out, who are going through things, or who wants to know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. So what I'm going to do right now is go to Romans 10, 9 and 12 and read to you the confessions of taking Christ as your personal Savior. Verse 9 starts off with, let me find it. Okay. Verse 9 says that if you confess with your mouth that the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has risen him from the dead, you will be saved. For the heart, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believeth in him, whoever believeth on Jesus, will not be put to shame. For there is no distinctions between Jew or Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich and to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on him, call on the name of the Lord, shall be saved. Father God, we come to you now in the mighty and blessed name of Jesus Christ, Father God. First, Father God, come in and spread in truth to your presence, Father. Give you thanks, Father God, for your love, for your salvation, for your care, for justification, Father God, for sanctification, Father God. We also receive through Jesus Christ, Father God. We call now, Father God, for those who are seeking the Lord and Savior, to save them, Father God. Let them confess and believe, Father God, that he is there for them, Father God, and believe that he is real, Father God. May he come into their life, Father God, and remove all that Lucifer is trying to do. I rebuke Lucifer. May he fail in all his evil ways. Only in Jesus' name we claim the victory over Lucifer. We say yes unto you, Father, and amen, amen, amen. Brother Rob, come on now.
Yes, real quickly, I'll go ahead and give the announcements. And this is a part of the Purpose Kingdom Network. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's episode. Whether you're joining us online or via phone, we thank you and appreciate your listenership and your support with us here by telling your friends and family members. If you want to contact us here via email, you can contact us at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello, send a prayer request, or just let us know that you turn your life over to Christ. We gladly celebrate that with you. And we also invite you to like us on our Facebook page at Purpose Kingdom. We can see our upcoming shows and advertisements, and we greatly appreciate that for those that have shared, you know, our Facebook page with your friends and family members. Anytime you want to hear any of our past previous broadcasts, you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. We can simply type in the host name or the show name. You can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And we greatly appreciate those that share with their friends and family members. With that being said, tomorrow evening's show will be starting at the 8:30 p.m. hour, and that's going to be hosted by me, Brother Robert Pop Hudson, with the show Self Expressions. And so, once again, with God's will, God's blessing, we'll be joining you tomorrow evening at the 8:30 p.m. hour with Self Expressions, hosted by me, Brother Robert Pop Hudson. And so don't forget to tell friends and family members that we'll be broadcasting tomorrow evening at the 8:30 p.m. hour. With that being said, that's going to be the end of the announcements, and we're going to turn the show back over to Brother Todd.
Amen, amen, amen. Our next song shows us how to recognize who God is and how great he is. With Donnie McCaulkin, sings, "Great is Your Mercy."
Great is Your mercy towards me, Your loving kindness towards me, Your tender mercy I see day after day. Providing for me, great is Your mercy.
towards me. Great is your grace. Help me say, help me say.
Great is your mercy towards me.
Yes.
Your loving kindness towards me. Your tender mercy I see. Day after day.
Forever. your loving kindness toward me.
Oh,
your tender mercies I see.
Oh,
day after day, forever faithful towards me.
Oh, yes, you are.
Always providing for me.
Oh,
great is your mercy.
Recognizing the things God has done is seeing God's hands in your life. For all that he has done, for all that we do, that gives him, and maybe you're right, for all that we do goes against him, right, goes against him, and show, and he shows mercy day in and day out. You can read about that in Hosea 2 and 23. Now, it's that last round. Your spirit should be up, and Lucifer should be on the ropes and on his way down and out. The joy you get from the victory over Lucifer should be full of worship. To the one who got you through the fight again and again. And once again, my homeboys, United Tenors, come with our song, Why We Praise. Why we worship you. We worship you. Read it right.
For some who don't understand our purpose and may not understand our praise, we as a family in Jesus' name would like to tell you the reason why we sing. Thank you. Because I'm happy.
I sing because I'm happy.
I sing
because I'm free.
His eyes on
me. His eyes on them.
That's
the reason why I sing.
I want to know if you could help me say glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
You're the reason.
You're the reason why I sing.
Come on, say glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. You're the reason. Can we say it again? Someone asked. Oh, glory. Why do we sing?
Why do we sing?
When we lift our hands.
When we lift our hands to Jesus.
Oh, what do we really mean?
What do we really mean?
Someone may be wondering. When we sing our song,
when we sing our song,
at times we may
be crying,
and nothing's even
and
wrong.
Nothing's even wrong.
This is the reason why I sing because. Witness in here. Glory!
Glory, hallelujah.
You're the reason, Jesus.
You're the reason why I
know I'm right about it. I just want to say glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
I give the praises to you.
I give the praises to you.
Oh, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
You're the reason why.
You're the reason why I
listen. And when the song is over,
song
We've all said amen.
We've all said amen.
And your heart just keep on singing.
And your heart just keep on singing.
And the song will never end.
And the song will never end.
Listen. And if somebody asks you.
And if somebody asks you.
Was it just a show?
Was it just a show?
Lift your hands and be a witness.
Lift your hands and be a witness.
And tell the whole world no.
And tell the whole
Listen.
World no.
And when we cross that river.
And when we cross that river.
To study war no more.
To study war no more.
We will sing.
We will sing our song today.
The one whom we adore.
The one whom we
Come on,
adore.
Family, let's take it home. I sing the call.
You're
my melody at midnight, Jesus.
You're
my song and my storm, Jesus. You're the hymn in my heart, Jesus.
You're the reason why.
Oh, I love you. I love your name, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. For the rest of my life, Jesus, you'll be the reason why I sing.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Knowing that God should be getting all the thanks and praises for the wonderful work he does day in and day out for us, always remember Ephesians 2, 4, and 7. Father God, we're going to give you praise and give you thanks, Father God, for this hour, Father God. You have blessed us with, Father God, with strength, encouragement, Father God, some wisdom, Father God. And it's touching our spirit and letting you know that you do care for us, Father God, and you're always there, Father God, through every way. We give you all the glory and give you all the praise. And always, in Jesus' name, we claim that victory over Lucifer. We say yes unto you, and amen, amen, and amen. Be blessed. Amen.